Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. We've got the Raines family up. They're going to be singing a song entitled The Power of His Word. And I'm thankful for God's Word. And the Bible says over in John chapter number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today before we get into the message.
The Word was God. In the beginning He spoke, let there be light, and it filled up the sky. Creation came to be by the power of His voice. Yet He will speak to me above all the noise. The power of His Word spoke light into darkness, hopeless, change the course of history. The power of His Word brings peace to the broken and lifts up the fallen. And yet He speaks to one like me. I've heard His voice divine, and I know the power of blow and storms arise. He says, peace be still, and winds obey. When fear comes calling, He says, be not afraid.
Be not afraid, I am right by your side. His still small voice can pierce through the roar of pain. I greet thee, dear child, I call thee by name.
Amen. All right. Thank you for tuning back in today with us. I'm going to be finishing up the message that we started there this week on the thought, the Lord is at hand. And I want to remind you of the scripture. It's found in Matthew chapter 26, verse number 17. And it's speaking about the Last Supper. And we've talked about how that the disciples were instructed and how that they went and to prepare the Passover. And I looked at this supper as being a worship service and the things that we have to do in order to get ready for the worship service. The Bible said right here, we get to the text. It says, verily I say unto you that one shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And so today, as we look at it, we've already covered the preparation for the worship service. We've looked at the disciples and their willingness to come. And we've continued, and we looked at their willingness to work. They had no trouble going and helping the master get the supper prepared. Now we're going to focus on the problem of the worship service. We are in Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 20. The Bible says, "Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Never fails, no matter how hard that you prepare for services, pastors, lay speakers, Sunday school teachers. There's a lot that goes into worship services, and we go into preparation. We do a lot of different things to get prepared to go to worship. But it seems like there's always something that stands in our way, always some type of wall or some type of opposition. And I think that's what they were experiencing here that night when Jesus was there at the Last Supper. There was great fellowship. Peter and all of the disciples were there. But we know that Judas was there as well. And so, I want to remind you that Satan has his seat in every church. And I hate to say that, but that's an opposition that we seem to fight every week, and I don't want to give him praise by no means today, but it does impact our worship service. There is a problem in the worship service, and that's the devil. Amen. He is trying to blind the eyes of the listeners. He's trying to come against the song service. He works against each and every member, trying to get them to fight against one another, and so that's the problem that we have in the worship service. But I also know this, while you're up and while you're worshiping the Lord, you can continue to have fellowship with the Lord anyhow, amen? And so while that problem exists, continue to focus on what's truly important, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we've looked at the problem of the worship service. Inside this supper, Judas was there, and Judas had betrayed the Lord. He'd sold out the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. It came to my mind that while that Judas was sitting there at this table, the disciples still had the ability to have great fellowship with the Lord. It seemed that they continued their fellowship even though Judas was the one that was going to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad that we can still have fellowship with God in our worship services. Then we looked at this third thought, the pondering of the worship service. Now, the word ponder means to weigh in the mind, to consider. Let me ask you this question today as we are talking about this subject, the pondering of the worship service. After the preacher has prepared the message and sought out the Lord and prayed and got ready to go and to present that work unto the folks there at the church house, can I ask you a question as a listener? Do you consider in your heart anything that the preacher has presented to you? Is there a time when you sit back and you say, you know what, boy, that word was from God today, and I needed that, and I need to line myself up with what the Word of God says? A true worship service is not always shouting and running the aisles. I think that sometimes we're mistaken that a lot of times. Boy, I tell you, we get sometimes in testimony service up here at the church, and boy, I like it. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Somebody told me a long time ago that a man really don't shout all the time when he's on the operating table. And I think that's the truth. Amen. When God's trying to work on us, he's trying to work on our heart. A lot of times we don't shout, amen. A lot of times, we don't run the aisles when that's taking place. But God's trying to get that source that's hurting us, that maybe that cancer that's eating us up. He's trying to get that out of us. And so when we are there, listening to the Word of God, we need to ponder. There needs to be a time when we ponder, when we think about what we've heard, and we sit back and say, you know, is my life matching up to what that Bible says? And if it is, then we know that we're where we need to be. The Bible says in verse number 22, "And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I?" They were pondering. They were thinking, you know, is this something that, is it me? Could it be me that's causing the problem? And verse 23 goes on to say, "And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me." Now, obviously, I know that that Judas has already been thinking about betraying the Lord. And the Lord now has called him out. And the Bible goes on to say that, hey, he's the one that puts his hand in the dish and all those things. You know, I got to thinking if I had been there, if it had been me at that table, I thought, you know, I believe I'd have separated myself from that dish. I wouldn't want to be the one around that dish. I would not have been wanted to be the one that betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse number 24, if you've got your Bibles. The Bible says, and the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. Can you imagine how that must have caused tension in that service, in that supper? I thought about that, how that the disciples stood there and maybe sat there and looked at those things, and they begin to ponder in their heart, Lord, is it I? But then the Lord has identified who it is. I thought about this. How is your heart? Are you full of the Lord today? Have you been pondering and examining your heart as to where your standing is with the Lord? Or do you tend to let those things slip? Do you let those things go away as the preacher's preaching, as the preacher's trying to present? When your Sunday school teacher's up and trying their best to give you the Word of God and teach you, are you really listening? Is there some things when it comes to application that you're actually changing about yourself? When it comes to this supper, there was great fellowship. There was some great instruction. There was the problem. We saw that. But I'm going to show you something else today. What about this, the partaking of the worship service? Verse number 26 says this, and they that were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Oh, I tell you, I would have loved to have been there in that supper, and been there before the Lord Jesus Christ. His hands were pierced. Can you imagine to be in that supper the last time before the Lord Jesus Christ had his brow beaten with a crown of thorns, and to have been there in that place and that supper with the Lord and the fellowship that they experienced? And as the Lord break bread, this is the last time that he had break bread with them before his hands had been pierced. And we find there on the road to Emmaus whenever he made himself known, they saw his hands. I believe they saw he was breaking bread, and I believe they saw the nail scarred hands, and that showed them that it was Jesus. But then I think about this: before his side was riven, I mean, before the cat of nine tails had ripped through his back, these folk had the opportunity to sit back and to have great fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, what an opportunity! What an opportunity. Can I tell you, we've got an awesome opportunity every time that the church doors are open to have a great worship service with the Lord. You know, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I challenge you to be in your place of listening, to be in your place of worship on this Lord's Day, on this Wednesday night. I challenge you to be in God's house, amen. You need to be there. Support your man of God, amen. Support your choir if you've got a choir. Amen. Support your singers and just get around the things of God. Ponder those things in your heart. Whenever you leave the worship service, sit back and take that word and begin to ponder them in your heart. You're always going to have that problem of the devil seeming to fight against you. Friend, I challenge you, rise to the challenge and take the word of God and apply it to your life today. Hope you have a great day. That's about all the time we have for the broadcast. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 1832. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.